It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we've got the head honcho, Michelle Slater, the CEO, is in the house. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Craig. How are you?
Good. How is your holiday preparations? Everything going okay? I mean, Christmas this week and everything?
Yes. Hard to believe, but things are going well.
That's good. You're here to talk a little bit about the hospital as a whole, because you obviously are in charge of everything. Tell us a little bit about what has been happening at the hospital for the past 5-10 years. I mean, you can give us the overview.
Yeah, so just kind of fun to look back over time. And, you know, the strategy we have here at the hospital is just trying to meet patients where they need us and what they need from us. So looking at services that we offer, as well as what we could do differently going into the future. But looking back on what we've done has been kind of fun over the last year with our staff. And so, you know, looking back 10 years, one fun area to start with is staff. So in 2015, we employed around 196 employees here at the hospital. And today we're sitting with around 275 employees.
Wow.
So significant growth.
Yeah.
And those all come with different departments and services that we've been able to offer to our community. Also, looking at revenue, so back in 2015, the hospital was generating approximately $18.5 million in gross revenue. And then we ended our fiscal year in June, fiscal year 24, at $39.6 million.
Wow.
So again, some substantial growth for our hospital.
And it also seems like, because I mean, just I've only lived here a couple of years, but it seems like that this hospital provides many more services than you would say a hospital of this size in a community this size. It seems like you really have stepped up and said, okay, here's where we need more people and here's where we need more services, and have delivered on that promise.
Yeah, so we do, like I said, we focus on what people are looking for and also what fits in with our scope here in a community of our size. But yeah, just doing what we can, supporting patients. You know, mental health is a perfect example of being
sure.
able to start a service line like that here. Most communities of our size do not have a service like that and are seeking it elsewhere. You know, and when I talk about the growth of our revenue, you know, a lot of that is allowing us to be able to keep doing what we're doing and grow. So as you might know, medical equipment, medical care is expensive.
Sure.
But an example is we're going to be replacing our CT machine here at the end of December, early January. And just a piece of equipment like that costs $700,000. So, again, just being able to slowly build services, add revenue, gives us those capital dollars to be able to keep doing more and keeping healthcare convenient here in Humboldt.
And, of course, anybody who walks into the hospital sees the block there, 1969 and then 2019, when the new addition and everything has happened. That's happened in the last 10 years. And in the last couple of years, you've really added on as well.
That is correct, yeah. So, I mean, great point. We, in 2019, finished the $18 million project of kind of bringing all of our services under one roof. And then in the last 2 years, we've added on about 2,000 additional square feet for our mental health space. And actually, we're already looking at renovating a little bit more in both of those areas, just with the growth that's happened inside of the walls.
And, of course, now you've also got urgent care area, and you've got the specialty clinic and everything else that encompasses that.
Yeah, and that's where I spend a lot of my time and focus. So obviously folks come here to see our physicians and our providers, and so keeping our specialty clinic with our specialties that patients need has been a big area. And one area of focus this past year was cardiology. So we've had cardiology here. It's just kind of been hit or miss for patients. And so having partnered with Fort Dodge here recently with their Trinity Heart Center, we've been able to bring in cardiology at least twice a month with hopes to continue to expand on that. And then, as you mentioned, the walk-in space. So, yes, you know, we want to be here when you need us most, and usually that's over the weekend. And so continuing to have those non-emergent services available for patients that are sick. And with the holidays, of course, sharing is caring, even with sicknesses. So being here when patients need us, you know, on those weekend.
I just had to use it last week. So, I mean, I'm firsthand right there
okay.
of having to use the walk-in clinic. And it was a very wonderful experience, and it was quick and easy and in and out. And on a Saturday morning, you know, you don't think that's the way it's going to be in a place like Humboldt. But, and also tell us a little bit about the staff you have right now and everything, and we're getting ready for the holidays and everything. You want to say anything about that?
Yeah, so staff-wise, like I said, we are growing. We've had to extend our parking spaces here at the hospital just to meet the needs of our own employees. But, you know, on behalf of the hospital, just our team, you know, really is here to do the right things and wants to be the best for all of our patients. And we really, truly thank the community for trusting us with all of our care.
Well, and the community takes advantage of it, because you wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't be growing, and you wouldn't have the growth in revenue and growth in size and staff and everything if the community wasn't here to support it and to use it. So we thank you as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Michelle Slater, the CEO of the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, Your Care, Our Mission. Thank you, Michelle, and happy holidays.
Same to you, Craig.